Jake, man, what are we doing way out here in the middle of the woods?
The woods? This is Northern Virginia, dude. The burbs. Cul-de-sac country. We're not anywhere near the woods.
Yeah, well, it's freaking me out. Wait, you hear that? Mother of God, what the hell are those goddamn animals?
Will you relax? You'll be back to the crime and squalor of 8th Street in no time. Here's the key. Come on.
That's far enough, gentlemen. Stop right there.
He's got a gun!
Oh, good God!
We give up!
I'm allergic to bullets!
Shut up! This way. Through that door. Godfather, our guests have arrived.
Thank you, Antonio. Please, gentlemen, have a seat.
Don Fettuccine! What a surprise!
Bright, you know this guy?
Yeah, he's Maria's father.
Does he own a cat?
I don't think so, dude.
So, my daughter calls me, crying, telling me that you have both caused harm to her cat, Mr. Sinatra.
If I could explain...
What actually happened was...
Please, don't make us sleep with the fishes!
Hey, what kind of a barbarian do you take me for? I'm not gonna do anything of the kind.
Oh, thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you, Don Fettuccine. You won't regret...
We appreciate this very...
My associate, Harry the Bomb, will be taking care of this situation for me. Antonio, bring out the bomb.
Bomb, the Don will see you now.
No, please!
The bomb!
Don't! Oh, God, no!
What's the bomb?
Mother of God!
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Harriet Mossbaum, attorney for the Fettuccine family. Mr. Brian Harlow, I'm serving you with a civil protection order requiring that you have no further contact with Ms. Maria Fettuccine, and an eviction notice ordering you to vacate Miss Fettuccine's condo effective immediately. Good evening, gentlemen. If I were you, I'd call a lawyer.
Thank God.
She's kind of hot.
She's definitely hot.
Quiet, you idiots. Don Fettuccine has something to say.
Back in the old country when I was a small boy, my father, God rest his soul, gave me a cat. And when my daughter came of age... Antonio, enough with the mandolin already.
Sorry, Godfather.
When my daughter came of age, I gave her a cat. Mr. Sinatra was like a paisan, a member of the family, like my own flesh and blood. On the other hand, you two stunards have shown ambition. My sources tell me that this cat-whacking business of yours is a profitable enterprise. And so, I am willing to overlook the spilling of Fettuccine blood on two conditions. One, you will stay away from my daughter.
Of course, yeah, Don Fettuccine.
No problem.
Two, Fettuccine olive oil imports will provide your organization with protection.
Dude, we don't need...
Trust me, and don't call me dude. You need protection. In fact, you need our premium plan. 25% of your gross per month. Capiche?
Yes, Godfather.
And one more thing. I need you boys to do me a favor.
Anything,
just,
Godfather.
Just name it.
A hit.
A hit?
No, wait a minute.
Hey, it's all right. It's my cousin Luigi.
Your cousin?
Well, his wife, actually.
His wife?
She has the most annoying little cat, the Siamese. Luigi wants the cat taken care of quietly, professionally. You get the picture?
Yes, Godfather.
Now, get out of here.
Man, I never thought I'd be so happy to see this freaking garage of yours. I was close. Now we gotta pay protection to the Fettuccine crime family.
All part of being an entrepreneur, dude. Just a bump in the road. I'll take the cot. You can crash on the floor until we get a cot of your own.
Oh, man. Marie and I are done. Kaput. Splitsville. I'm homeless. I've got a shack up in this tiny, cramped, one-car garage with you. What the hell are you reading?
Classified section. Found it in the alley.
How can you read at a time like...
Dude, our housing problems are solved. A two-car garage just opened up on 7th Street. Right up from Gallery Place.
Forget it.
With all those yuppie condos going up, it'll be cat-whacking central.
Forget it.
Come on, dude. It's perfect.
Forget it, Jake.
It's Chinatown.
Good one, dude. Money.
No, you money.
No, you money, baby.
No, you money.
No, you money.
No, you money.
Catwhackers was written exclusively for Washington Audio Theater by Michael Madden and Carla Bocella. The part of Brian was played by Carlos Velasquez, Jake by Jeffrey Wendell, Maria by Carla Bocella, Ralph the Drunk was played by Hugh Hill, along with Tony the Goon, Don Fettuccini by Steve Ray, Harry the Bomb by Julia Morrissey. Our editor-at-large was Carla Bocella.
No cats were seriously injured during the making of this production. To hear other Washington Audio Theater productions, go to WashingtonAudioTheater.com.
I'm Steve Ray. Until next time, farewell.